universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Twice a week, I call my dad. He lives up in Wisconsin. I live down in Missouri, and we stay in touch this way. And when I call him, usually on Mondays and Thursdays, we chat about, all sorts of things. The weather, of course, sports on the weekend, how his golf game is going. My dad still plays golf. And what we ate, or the things we did, or the chores we're going to do. Last week when we were chatting, he said, "You know, yesterday I looked in the mirror and I said, Richard, you don't look like you're 94. Nope, not at all." And we laughed and talked about it. My dad really doesn't look like he's 94, and he doesn't act like he's 94. You heard me right. He's golfing. And actually, up until the last couple of years, he was walking the golf course. It's only the last 2 years that he's been riding the golf cart. It brings a couple things to mind. You are as young as you think. Well, actually, I was thinking of two other things. One I had to go looking for. I had written it down. It was a quote from a C.S. Lewis book, and I found it. And I'd like to read part of this quote to you. It's really fascinating. It comes from the book Voyage of the Dawn Treader. And here it goes. "Just as Eustace reached the edge of the pool, two things happened. First of all, it came over him like a thunderclap that he had been running on all fours. And why on earth had he been doing that? And secondly, as he bent towards the water, he thought for a second, yet another dragon was staring up at him out of the pool. But an instant he realized the truth. The dragon face in the pool was his own reflection. There was no doubt of it. It moved as he moved. It opened and shut its mouth as he opened and shut his. He had turned into a dragon while he was asleep, sleeping on a dragon's hoard with greedy, dragonish thoughts in his heart. He had become a dragon himself." Of course, this is a boy who had turned into a dragon because of his greedy thoughts. And I'm not going to go into the whole book, but it was amazing how when he looked into this mirror, he saw a dragon, because that's what he was thinking and feeling inside himself before he went asleep. There are times when I look at myself, I dread it, because I see the greediness that I can have, or the selfishness, or the lust, or the hatred and things inside. But that's when I have to look at Jesus and I see his love and his smiling face, and I want that to be in the mirror instead of what I just saw. And it's when he forgives me that I then can look back at myself and realize he sees me differently than this. I see the ugliness of my sin, but he sees what he has redeemed, and he wants me to become that. And that's why he gives me his word. And that's what it refers to in this Bible verse, the word of God. Well, the next thing I thought of is, I wonder what I look like in the mirror. I don't really know, because I haven't seen for, 50 years. I could see until I was 11 years old, and now I'm 60. I really don't know. But yet, at the same time, I do have a picture of what I look like, kind of, I mean, outwardly, facially, but also then as a person, I have a picture of what I look like, or may I say, what I want to look like. And that brought to mind a Bible verse. It is James chapter 1, verse 23 and following. It says, anyone who looks into the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. By the way, mirrors back then were very rare, so if you did see yourself, you would really remember it. And very few people did see themselves, so when they did, they were kind of like, oh my. James goes on to say, but the man who looks into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this and not forgetting what he has heard, but does it, he will be blessed in what he does. James is saying the perfect law of God is that mirror. And when we look at the perfect law of God, basically the Ten Commandments, you could probably add from what Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourselves, serve one another in love. It usually wraps around that word love, and the word love meaning that sacrificing. When we see ourselves in this mirror, if we see that we are doing that, we will be blessed. And that's who we see. And that's really what I kind of see of myself. Somebody who tries to serve people in any which way possible. Not that I think myself greater than anybody else. Oh, at times I used to. I probably still do at times. But then, well, God brings me down to the level of where I really am and who I really am. And I see myself for what I really am. But generally speaking, I see that I am a person who cares and loves and gives to God. And thereby cares and loves and gives to people. There are times when I look at myself, oh, I dread it. Because I see the greediness that I can have, or the selfishness, or the lust, or the hatred, and things inside. But that's when I have to look at Jesus and I see his love and his smiling face. And I want that to be in the mirror instead of what I just saw. And it's when he forgives me that I then can look back at myself and realize he sees me differently than this. Oh, I see the ugliness of my sin. But he sees what he has redeemed. And he wants me to become that. And that's why he gives me his word. And that's what it refers to in this Bible verse. The word of God. When we look at the word of God and study it on a regular basis, when that's what we see, we can be content that we're seeing the right thing. When there's a discord, when we not seeing in ourselves what we're hearing in God's word, well, that's when it doesn't match up. That's when we look in the mirror and we say, we're not whatever age when we really are, or we're not when we really are. But when we do see ourselves, and we are that, then we really are, as that phrase is, young as we think. And we feel as young as we then are. The mirrors for people who are blind are slightly different. I don't see myself in a mirror. I see myself instead through the things I do and the way I serve. Think about that yourself and who you are. Think of what you do, and by that you can see yourself. Compare that to the Word of God and see if that's what it says. If so, you're on the right track. You're on the right track. Indeed you are. Dear Jesus, thank you that you give us your word to hear, to listen to find forgiveness. So help us, Lord, not to forget what we see when we look into the mirror and like Eustace in the Voyager, the Dawn Treader, see a dragon. Lord, cleanse us from those dragonous thoughts, those greedy thoughts, or those other envious thoughts, or whatever they might be. Help them to go away and help us to be filled with love and compassion, both for you as well as for others. Help us to see you. Help us to see ourselves as you see us. For by your death and resurrection, you see us as forgiven, and you see us growing in our faith. Help us to be that and do that. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. Love to hear from you, especially if you have any thoughts about mirrors and seeing yourself. Write me at dave.andrus, that's dave.andrus, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.